Today we're going to talk about the world's favorite topic, money. Okay, well, let's pray and ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, we just want to pray and thank you that you are our God and you are God of great wisdom. And there's so much that we can learn from you and from your word of how we can live our lives well for you. And even with the matter of money, we pray, dear Lord, that you will bless this time. And we pray that you grant us wisdom on how we should use the money that you have blessed us with. And we pray that you will also be with those who are not with us, that you especially watch over them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, let's turn to Ecclesiastes. And Ecclesiastes 7, we've been talking about a good name is better than precious ointment. Better to go to the house of the mourning. Sorrow is better than laughter. Better to hear the rebuke of the wise than the songs of fools. Better the end of a thing than its beginning. Better. Better to be patient than to be proud in spirit. Well, do you all practice this during the week? Learning to be patient? Yes. Learn to be patient. Absolutely, we all have to learn that. Okay, now let's go on to Ecclesiastes 7. And the next part, we would like to talk about this idea of famous sayings. Now, this is a famous saying that they had during then, and it is something that some tend to say as well today. Okay, now in verse 10, it says, "Do not say, why were the former days better than these? For you do not inquire wisely concerning this." Now, sometimes people say, you know, the good old days, right? The past is better than today, right? For y'all will be, wow, those times when I was studying is so much better than working life, right? Correct or not? Bethany, how? Yes? You started work already, right? Yeah, so how? Studying better or working life better? Both okay. That's a politically correct answer. Today, Desmond is from Foreign Ministry. So all the things he said, politically correct. Everything he said during the exaltation part. Well, you realize this is a civil servant who is politically correct about everything. So he was very, very careful about what he said. Well, is it right or not? Okay, let's talk about this. Is it right to say that the former days are better than these? You know, some people say, oh, wow, the music in the 1980s better than today. Huh? You all listen to music, I'm sure because your fathers or mothers listen to 1980s music, right? Is it better or today's music better? Or you don't listen to music at all? Okay. Right? So there are these people who tend to reminisce about the past or past experiences. They feel that the past is better. Same, I mean, like, sometimes people think, so there was a period of time when we moved from Bethany 1 to Bethany 2. I wasn't used to a large church concept. So it was a very family-orientated, small little church that I was very, very used to for 19 years. So when we moved over here, you know, I kept thinking about the past. Kept thinking about old Bethany. We used to go caroling, camps, we used to have campfires, we used to have this and that. So sometimes you tend to think about the past. The past is better than the present. Okay? So what do you think? Is that true? It's not true? Okay, let's ask the older ones. What do you think, Sil? Old Bethany better or now better?
I think something that Pastor always warns us against or cautions us against is nostalgia.
Yeah.
That when we do certain things, it shouldn't be out of missing the past that we do it.
Sure.
Yeah. But the purpose of it is always to something new, something to glorify God with. Doesn't matter whether it's what we have done before or haven't done before.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do feel it. I think sometimes like youth conference.
I mean, that's right. The thing that we always think, wow, I used to stay in.
It's like the best years of my life kind of thing. Yeah, stay overnight, very fun. Yeah. Whereas now they don't get to. And then I think like, wow, they're missing out. Yeah. So I mean, that's the first thing that came to mind. La.
Sure.
Yeah. So I mean, I do catch myself in that also, that last time is better.
Yes.
Yeah. Now sure. Things are different, difficult. The teens are different. Yeah. But
sure. And yeah. Of course, COVID. La. We got Mr. COVID to blame, right? Yeah. So there's a part of us that always think that, you know, somehow the past is better. Right? Okay, let's ask... Okay, Weihan, what do you think?
When you say older ones, you mean like older in age or older in better knowledge? I only qualify for the first, not the second.
Okay. Yeah, but it can be anything, you see. It can be the past. It can be your own past.
Hmm. The idea of the past... Like, actually, we read, like, I mean, just talking about the past, we read the Old Testament, like, actually the Lord also wanted people to remember certain significant events. Sure. They always built, like, an altar sure. And they worship God. So the past is not, you know, unimportant. It is a yep. time where the Lord delivered them and it's significant, right? And
then
the Lord doesn't always intervene in these ways, ways. So it's not unimportant. But I don't think this is what it is saying. Like, I'm just commenting based on what you're asking.
So what is he saying? Why? What is he trying to... So what's the principle behind it? Every time we look at something, a teaching from the Word of God, we always look at a principle behind it. What's the principle? What is the principle that we can learn from this? He says, do not say, right? Unless you have truly inquired of it. Sometimes, so the issue is that sometimes we have not thought through certain thinking, way of thinking, or sayings that, you know, anecdotal sayings, things that we perhaps have taken upon for ourselves, you know, and maybe we have not thought through it carefully enough, right? And this is one of those sayings. And so what is the principle behind this? How should we see this? So, the past, we can learn, isn't it? Then you say, don't keep reminiscing about the past, right? So, what's the principle behind it? How should we see this? Applying for ourselves today. So, okay, the former times, there were good times, right? It wasn't all bad. Some bad, some good. Okay? But how should we look at all this and make it into a principle that we all can apply today? How would you apply? Going forward. Okay, Matthias.
Is it more like to not just wish to go back to the past, but like view how to learn from what the past has is to use in the future?
Okay. So we learn from the past, we don't live in the past. Yeah. Okay, that's the point. The point is we learn from the past, good things, we remember the good things, remember how the Lord, but we don't live in the past. Okay, because the world is going to move forward. Now, the latest thing, of course, is AI. Right? And yesterday's newspaper, they are paying people who are good in AI the sky now. You know, they are paying them like NBA stars, millions and millions of dollars. Okay? Right? So, no regret, okay? You didn't study AI, it's okay. It's too late to change, but, you know, they are really paying and the world is going ahead, Right? So our challenge is that we learn from the past, but let's not live in the past because the world is constantly changing. It's a new world. It's a different world. Okay? So just during the week, I had this, there's this lady whose daughter, lady I've been writing to, she writes to me and then I will interact. And she was telling me about how her daughter is, she's very loved by the family, taken care of. But when she goes to school, the teachers can be quite nasty. So it's very old school kind of teaching. You know, last time they can beat you, they can slap you, they can ask you to go outside, they can scold you. Now cannot. Now, wow, you got to be very nice because the parents will come after you and so on. Right? So that's an old school kind of teaching. But I realize, actually, because of the old school kind of teaching, which I went through, you learn to be tougher. Right? So there's a lot of love that's given to the child. Great, that's wonderful. But the child is pampered. The child doesn't know how to be tough because it's surrounded by love. Now, that's a good thing. And yet, in life, it may not be the best thing too. You follow? Do you understand? If you shower a child with all the love, but then when the child goes in the world, the child is not prepared for the toughness that's there. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, Pastor Mish. So how do we know that that is not saying that the former days are better than these? Like, I think it's a discussion that different generations have had that.
Yeah.
Well, after this, it's getting worse and worse. Like, the kids are worse than previous.
Yeah,
and then
sure.
Last time it's better, you know, the school, they score you. Now it cannot
score.
Yeah,
precisely. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. So how do we know, like, that's not saying that? I mean, okay, so maybe compared to the parent of today, they're more gentle parenting, not so much they score you, you know?
So I'm teaching you all, you better learn all these very important things, really.
Yeah.
You just shower the child with absolute love. You don't teach the child how to be tough. Your child's not going to survive in the world.
Yeah.
Your child is going to be, wow, this is so tough. Why is it so tough? Oh, my teacher schooled me today. That's tough. Mm. Last time, I was in, even when I was a pilot trainee, you know the instructor? He would push his hand behind and hit the helmet with. Mm. Boom! Wow, then the aircraft go like, yeah. Scary, man.
Yeah.
Then you hit 2-3 times. Then he will shout at you all kinds of vowel language and demean you. Monkey can do better than you. Wow. So demeaning.
Yeah. Sorry. So I think my question is more of like, someone can argue to say that actually that's not the best way to do things either.
Sure.
And now that there's a gentle parenting, people are more loving.
Yeah.
Then you show the child to love in a better way. I mean, the relatively better way, rather than you scold the child, you beat the child. Just different ways of learning.
Yeah.
So how do we know that one isn't saying that? The former days are better than these. Like, my way of parenting in the older generation is better than today's way of parenting. But it's just different. I mean, not that I agree with either. I'm not a parent. But different people have different views. So how do we, like, yeah, what? How do I view that perspective?
So the best thing to do is see how your child turns out. You look at your child. That's the only way. How your child will turn out. Can your child stand toughness? Okay, you parent. Okay, soft way. But can a child take toughness or not? The only way is to see your child in the end. What kind of child you will have.
Yeah, I think the new generation would say like, okay, they're tough, but then they grow up with a lot of trauma, emotionally traumatic experiences. Then they build them into a tough person. Whereas, actually, you don't need to go through all this trauma to be a person with perseverance. Like, that's how they would argue. Like, this is what I hear from different people. Not that I.
So how you teach perseverance?
I don't know.
How do you all learn perseverance?
You go through tough situations, but not that you build a situation that is violent or vulgar.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to say is that sometimes the child has to learn to be tough.
Mm, yeah, yeah. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, so yeah. The child has to learn. That's what I'm trying to say. Mm,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And sometimes, okay, let me give you another scenario. So a lot of parents, especially if you are rich enough, the child goes through maybe, okay, doesn't have good grades. Mm. Right? So this is what I heard during the week. The child doesn't have good grades and can't get into a particular course. Say for example, a child went through a failure, mm. right? And then instead of letting the child go through repeating, mm. Because I've got money, I bring the child to another school.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. Or study overseas. Mm. And then from there, I can work it out for the child. Right? And so the child doesn't experience the failure. You know, the parent works it out for you. Mm. Okay, then if you, in the end, the child, okay, wanted to be, looking at some, either teaching or something, and then didn't work out. Mm. They still want to be a doctor in the end. So in the end, everything is supported by the parent. And so as the child grew up, understanding that, you know what, I don't need to be responsible for all the things that I go through. Somehow my parents will work it out for me. Mm. But then now the person goes through a very tough situation. He doesn't know how to handle it.
Mm. Could it be that, is it at that point in time, at this season in this person's life, that God is teaching them this? Rather than, because it's not like right or wrong. It's just which one is like a wiser way to bring up your child, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, it's a blessing for the parents to be able to support their child from... I mean, if you're rich, then good lah. You can support your child.
Yeah, but the child... But at the end of the day, the child doesn't learn how to be responsible in what the person is going through.
So it's like... it's just wise versus, like, not so good lah.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Okay. Right? Mm. So that's the issue to me. I find that... Sure, it really depends on the parent and the parenting style. By the way, the point is not being how to be a good parent today. Like, I'm not talking about parenting. Yeah. Right? But what I'm trying to say is that the past is good for us to learn good lessons from it. Okay? Yeah. So toughness is also still a good thing. Learning how to train a child to be tough.
Yeah.
That's not wrong.
Yeah.
How you want to do it is left to you. Mm. In Myanmar, the children, okay, say for example, they go for a walk in the countryside, okay? Mm. And then here comes the little girl, 3-4 years old. The parents walk ahead, they cross streams and all, and the child falls. Parenting style, leave the child alone. You learn how to overcome yourself. You learn how to pick yourself up. Mm. And the parents just keep walking. And the child has to learn. The child has to learn how to overcome her little obstacles, and then go there. So she starts crying. But the parents are still waiting for her. And there was a Singaporean so-called interviewer, lah, someone who was there. Wow, she was crying. She was so panicking for the... And she's not even the parent. She's just the interviewer. And she was so scared for the little girl. But the parents were just waiting for her. I mean, the parents really love the children. But it's also teaching the child to be tough. Is that wrong? Yeah. So it really depends on the parent. What basically I'm trying to say is that the way you do things, you got to learn from the past. There are good things to learn from the past, but don't live in the past. Right? And then from there, you know, you don't want to end up with, you know, children who do not know how to take tough things in life. We all must learn how to take tough things in life.
So is it right, in conclusion, is it right for me to take away that the standard that we should have is always biblical? What is wise and what is not
absolutely,
wise?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Then the past is just there as a guide or a reference that, I mean, these things have happened, we learn from it.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't have,
so it has to be wisdom from the Word of God at the end of the day. Okay. Definitely, right? We have to be guided by the Word of God. That's why the Word of God also in the book of Proverbs says, you spare the rod, you're not supposed to spare the rod, right? You have to, you know, learn how for the child to learn how to take these things. But then again, people can argue, okay, you know what, you beat the child, you know, psychologically will be affected and so on and so forth. So you have to manage it carefully. Okay? Okay, any disagreement? Clear? Yeah, sure.
So in Jeremiah 6:16, it says, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths,
yeah,
and walk in it. So where's the line? Where do you draw the line
between? So the old path there is with reference to the right path.
Yeah.
It's the way of God. So it doesn't matter whether it's the past, present, future. It's the ways of the Lord. It's just that the people have forgotten. They have gone their own ways. Yeah. So the old paths is actually the way of God. The way of the word of God. The way of righteousness and all. That's the old path.
Right.
But that doesn't mean it is a old way of thinking or old way of doing things in the past. No. It is still a reference to the word of God. Right? Actually, that's one thing that last time we used to be from the BP church. You remember, right? Do you all know? I think most of you should know we used to be from the BP. That's one verse that the BP pastors like to use. The old ways means their way. You understand? Yeah, it's my way. Because they all did things in a certain path. Then when pastor came in, and then we, you know, things developed, grew. We grew out of the BP church. And people say, no, you got to return to the old ways. That's how they use it.
Yeah.
And that's wrong. But the old ways here is a reference to the word of God. The ways of righteousness, the ways that God has stipulated for the people of Israel from the beginning. And we should, so basically is to return, right? That's the idea of the old ways.
No, because I think, like, just as to drill down on how, like, you apply the principle in Ecclesiastes.
Yeah.
I suppose there is a line between what is adapting to the new times.
Yeah.
But also, say, clinging on to, like, things which shouldn't change.
Yeah, absolutely.
But so then, how do you differentiate or discern between things that you should cling to as a matter of principle? Like, so for example, like, say...
So for us, it's foundation. You have to build a strong foundation on the Word of God. Ours is foundation, right?
So what's something that you... Like, how do you know that you can cling to something in the past without saying, like, falling into this better days in the past kind of thing?
Yeah, so, I mean, for us, Bethany has always been based on the Word of God and prayer, isn't it? That's our heritage. That has been always been our heritage. The two pillars that we have outside, you know what it stands for? The two pillars outside. What does it stand for? Huh? The Word. Do you know where is that from? Why is it the Word and prayer? Why these two important things? Where is it taken from? Book of Acts, right? The ministry of the word and prayer. Okay, you turn to Acts. Acts 6, verse 2, then the 12 summoned the multitude. Of course, this was a complaint with reference to Hellenistic, the Hebrew Hellenists, the widows were neglected. And then the 12 summoned a multitude. It is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Therefore, brethren, seek out among you 7 men of good reputation, okay, full of the Holy Spirit, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the word. Can you see? So that's our focus. That's my focus. I mean, I can spend... You know, helping you clean up on Sunday, I can do a lot of things, but I can't because I need to spend the time preparing for different things, right? Okay, so I have to prepare also for YAG. I cannot, okay, just now after wedding, go and help out and do whatever I need to help you. I mean, cleaning up is my first love. So on Thursdays after SSP, I will help clean up. I'll go and carry the tables, I will carry the chairs, and so on. But the focus is always these two things, right? That's the old ways. The Word of God, prayer. Okay?
Yeah, so like, I mean, for example, some people say like, we are a bit more old-fashioned or a bit more traditional, conservative.
Sure.
Like, how do you like reconcile these labels with like the old, old, like living the past? Like, so some
sure,
say, like,
I understand. So when it comes to that, yeah. Some of it has to do with wisdom. So part of it has to do with wisdom. Some of it has to do with preference.
Right.
Yeah. So not everything we have in Bethany is, you know, everything is stipulated by the Word of God. Right? For example, the church, everything has to be glass on the outside. Right? Where does it say in the Bible that everything has to be glass outside? No. You see? So that's how we have chosen to reflect. So our point is that we want to reflect the glory of God. Right? Except for the birds, once in a while, they think the glass is the sky, they boom! Oh, poor fella. Commit suicide. Right? So there was one, did I tell you? There was once we were having a morning devotion. Last time we used to have morning devotions with the kindergarten teachers outside. Ah, very nice. Wow, morning, clear blue sky. Wow, then pastor was talking. Wow, very nice. Then all of a sudden, boom, then the bird dropped in front of the table. Then Sharon, ah! Okay, stop. No more outside. We go now to the cafeteria. You know Sharon? And she scream, we all also scared. Yeah, very funny. I mean, it was horrible seeing the bird, but it was also very, very comical. Yeah. So, I mean, for us, there are some things that is with reference to preference, right? And we have chosen to work with certain things. For example, worship. Okay, let's talk about worship. Right, so today you have contemporary worship. They have band, they have electric guitar, drums. So there was one point of time, I don't know if you remember, we had drums for pre-worship, right? But service, no. Now, and then, you know, there were times when people had a bit of electric guitar and everything. Now, why have we chosen not to carry on with that? Why? What do you think? But in the Old Testament, you got drums, what? Right? They use drums. They dance also, right? Right, dude. Yeah, I mean, on concert day, you also dance, right? I'm sure some of you have danced before, right? Right, yeah, Beth. Yeah. Yeah, dance also. So, what's wrong? What's the point? You see, so it's important. So, I think it's very important that as we, you know, as we carry on, as you all serve, it's important for you all to understand why we have certain things and why we don't have certain things. Okay? The reason why we don't have drums and electric guitar, you can stand in front, is that sometimes these instruments bring, you know, you can end up bring glory to yourself. Especially electric guitar. Right? You can play in such a way that you are very impressive. Right? You stand in front, people will be drawn to that. Drum. No. Wow, you can play in such a way that you bring glory to yourself. So that was one of the reasons why we have chosen not to go that route. Right? We prefer to use an orchestra, everybody at the side, and we focus on the Lord. There are some instruments, it's easy to bring glory to yourself. And there was a period of time actually we did that, and you realize, well, actually the person you're playing is in a certain way. It's very impressive. So, okay, we stop. You know, last time youth, I don't know, were you around? We had youth concerts. an evening of praise. So we'll sit outside, and then there will have like a stage, we'll set up a stage, and then people will perform. All of you sing your, you know, group, and then some of them play electric guitar, you know. So we had an evening of praise for the youth. It was very nice. And then they would sing, you know, quartet and oh wow, very, very impressive. Very, very nice. It was a very nice thing. But then through the years, no, we decided that we want to focus on a certain kind of worship where the focus is on the Lord and not on all the other things. Right? So to answer your question, it's about wisdom. Generally, I'm just answering. And some of it is preference. Right? You ask me what I prefer. I prefer to be still. I prefer when I worship, I don't want to be jumping up and down. Then old people, you know, they come in wheelchair. Then, you know, I expect them to go and jump, right? Take the wheelchair and jump. Or, you know, spin the wheelchair. Right? So, I mean, we also got to consider about the older people who come, so, right? So it's a matter of preference. It's about wisdom. And of course, most of all, you know, to be guided by principles of worship. Does that answer your question? Okay, I understand that not everything is stated in the scriptures, but that's where wisdom and discernment has to come in. And, you know, at the day, pastor has to decide on some of these things. And we just go with him, right? What he decides, right? So that's how we have gone. That's how we have, you know, been leading the church all this while. Ken?
Is there a more specific principle on how you apply, do not say the former days are present days? Because from what we have seen, it's not always the case that it's very clear, like, when something is learning in the past and when it's living in the past. Learning from the past and living in the past, sometimes it's not, the line is not absolutely clear. For example, when you cling to old traditions, it could be seen, I mean, one school of thought is that you're learning from the past and that this was a way that brings you closer to God, helps you, like, I mean, just take for example, the worship, like, learning from the past, these are good things which have helped you to, for example, worship. But that can also be argued as living the past, like, not moving with the times, like, because for example, like, offering, right, giving up offering, in the past, I suppose, you give it, like,
tithing.
Yeah, and or like, the mode of giving offering, so, or like, the offering bag. So, people could say that, if you're living in the past, then you don't like change to like being a hobby, right? So like for example, what would be, how do you differentiate between like learning from the past and living in it? And I suppose that will help us with almost everything else that you apply this.
Give me an example. Maybe it's better because it's all very specific, and because it's specific, everyone's different. I can't give you a general idea. We can only work with, you know, principles like from Deuteronomy and then from the ways the Lord Jesus has taught. Yeah. But when you give me a specific thing, like, okay, offering, tithing. Yes. Okay, maybe we can discuss that if you want
to. Yes, it's just more generally because it's so issue specific. Then how do you apply this principle of do not say the former days are better?
Okay, that whole, okay, so how would you interpret it?
It's different.
How would you interpret it? Give me a better way of interpreting it.
No, so I agree that you shouldn't be stuck in the past and you should adapt with the times.
Yeah.
But then I'm trying to figure out where the line is to be drawn between.
It's very hard because it is issue specific. It depends on the issue at hand. And there's so many issues that we can discuss it. So we can only learn from this. I think the best thing is don't live in the past. Don't live in the past. You keep thinking about the past and you keep living in the past, then you will never go beyond a certain level. But we should remember the good things about the past, the things that we have done right according to the scriptures, and then move on. That's my point. You know, if you want to go in depth, then we have to be issue specific.
So you approach, you approach any particular issue, how do you think through it?
Okay, let's talk about money, right? Okay, let's go on to the next part. let's talk about, okay, let's move on to the next part first, and then we can still come back to this. Okay, for example, inheritance, right? The next part. Wisdom is good with an inheritance and profitable to those who see the sun. Verse 11. Okay, let's talk about inheritance. Now, in the old days, the inheritance, there was this particular situation where there was this family who was... So the wife had an inheritance. Oh, I can't remember the situation. So the wife had an inheritance, then they got married, and then the husband died. Should the inheritance go to the husband's family, or should it remain within the family? The wife's family. Okay? Let's see whether I can bring that up. I think in the book of Numbers. Okay, so that is with reference to inheritance. So the Old Testament, there were these laws governing inheritance. Right? And so that was one of them. Okay, like I can't find it at the moment. But there were these laws with reference. These are laws of inheritance. Okay? Now, so when we come to Ecclesiastes 7, it talks about how wisdom is good with an inheritance. Okay? And that is with reference to how we should... So if we don't learn how to handle money now, okay, if we don't know how to be wise with money, one day, when you have an inheritance, you may not have the wisdom to use that inheritance well. Okay, do you understand what I'm trying to say? For example, the prodigal son. He asked for his inheritance. What did he do with the inheritance? He squandered it. Okay, so having an inheritance is good. If you have an inheritance, great. If you don't have an inheritance, also good. Okay, you don't have to worry about your inheritance. But if you see, it's sort of things that when you have an inheritance, wow, you got to worry, what do I do with the money? And a lot of times, people will squander the inheritance. You may have, 50,000, 10,000, 20,000, 100,000, $10 million, it doesn't matter. If you are not wise with the way you use the money, say for example, you have, your habit now, whatever you earn, you spend. Okay, whatever you earn, you spend. And then you want to spend some more with money you don't have, so you take loans. You take, you use your credit card. Okay, you use your credit card and then you chalk up, debts of 20,000. I've known of a person with credit card debt, 60,000. Can you imagine the amount of interest? Now, how much is the interest for a credit card? 24%. Last time was 24%. Now? 24% per annum. Can you imagine credit card? Now it's how much? Do you know? 24, right? That's a lot of money, 24%. Right? And then every month, can you imagine the amount of money you've got to come up with? And so this person had 80,000 debt. Right? Came to ask, can you help us? He said, wait, we all don't have $80,000 personally. How do I help you? Okay, so you got to be wise with the way you use money now so that when the time comes, when you are given a big amount of money, and you know, along the way, as we walk with God, as we live for the Lord, somehow God will bless us along the way. Okay, it may not be inheritance, but you know, you work for the government long enough, they give you a gratuity or bonus or whatever. So you are given a certain amount of money. When I left the Air Force, they gave me a certain amount of money. Okay, what do you do with the money? Do you save it? Do you invest it? Or do you just spend it? See, you have to be wise. So if you are not wise with money now, when the inheritance comes, I can tell you, you're going to squander it. Or you try and invest. So some of the older people who retired from the Air Force last time, so they had a big amount of money. $200,000, $250,000, right? And then the person say, oh, I want to start a business. Okay, they start a business and they use it to start a steamboat business. So I still remember we went and then we went to try the food. Wow, the soup was very salty. Then we wanted to tell the person, hey, actually the soup is very salty. I don't think the people will come back if it's very, very salty. And the person didn't want to listen. Hey, no lah, this is wow, this special, you know, concoction by what? And true enough, the person lost all the money that he had. The business failed. Okay? Be very, very wise. So you don't have the wisdom now, if you don't learn to have the wisdom now, when the money comes, you're going to lose it. That's what he's trying to say. Okay? Wisdom, you have to have the wisdom to have. It's good with an inheritance, profitable to those who see the sun. Okay, well, what does that mean? Profitable to see the sun. Oh, what does inheritance and wisdom got to do with being profitable to see the sun? Don't I see the sun every day? So what do you think it means? Very interesting. What do you think that means? Anybody? Chloe, what do you think it means? It's very interesting, right? What does seeing the sun got to do with wisdom and inheritance? Survive. Huh? Survive. Meaning? What do you mean by survive? Why see the sun? Retire cannot see the sun? What do you mean retire cannot see the sun?
You die, you cannot see the sun.
You retire already, cannot see
if
the sun.
If you die.
If you die, okay? In other words, when you see the sun means you are?
Living.
You are healthy enough. You are healthy enough to see the sun. Okay? So what he's trying to say is that sometimes people can be very foolish. They with their inheritance, they end up, you know, they're not blessed by the Lord to live well. Okay? This person squanders everything. He does not appreciate what he has. So the idea of seeing the sun is a person who appreciates what he has. He is blessed by the Lord, not just with money, but with good health as well. Ah, okay? And so he can see the sun. It's profitable for him to see the sun. He sees things clearly. That's the point. So in other words, it's not just about the money, right? Life is not just about money. Life is whatever you're given, don't let money drive your life, right? At the end of the day, it's about how we can live our lives well. How we can be healthy, how we can live. So during the week, the SSP went to the bird paradise, right? That was quite nice. I'm sure your parents or your grandparents have talked about it. And it was really nice. They really, really enjoyed themselves, you know. So those who went on Tuesday, it was a bit hectic because of a jam and there was a bit of a hiccup with the entrance thing. So some of them were very kanchong. The ladies, wow, you know, got to rush there. So the only thing I saw during that on Tuesday was a flamingo. That's all. I just saw the flamingo. You know, ask me what I remember of Tuesday. Because it was a bit of a rush. Lah. And then we saw the predators of the week of the sky. And then on Thursday when we went again, there was a bit more organization. It was a bit more time. Then I realized the aviary when we went, where I only saw one flamingo. Actually, there were 30 types of birds. So on that day, it was very nice. Wow. You could see all kinds of very, very nice birds. And I think they really enjoyed themselves. Okay. And I also learned one thing about vultures. That although they are very ugly, they're actually very good. Okay. Because they eat up, they basically clean up all the mess left behind by everyone. Right, so they they stop the spread of diseases. And what else did they talk about? Vulture. Yeah, and you know, basically they are, in God's plan, they have a place, lah, even though they look very ugly. And you know how many types of vultures are there? Wow, 6-7 types. They showed 6-7 types of vulture, right? And then the in the bird park, they also got a retirement home. This boy eagle, 30 years old. The boy eagle is 30 years old. Half blind, cannot see. Got cataract every day, got to put, like a human being, got to put an eye drop for him. You know, he can't see, got to feed him by hand, and he lives in a retirement home. Sounds like a, sounds like a, you, so very interesting. Yeah, it was quite an interesting time, right? And, you know, they were able to see the sun, so it was nice and sunny, and we were really happy for them. They really, really enjoyed themselves. Right? That's the point. So, when it comes to the money issue, right, there must be wisdom. Okay? Because wisdom is much needed. If you don't seek for that wisdom now, practical wisdom, to know how to use money, in time to come, when you are blessed with a large amount of money, you are going to have issues and problems. And then it goes on to say in verse 12, for wisdom is a defense as money is a defense. Wow. Wisdom is a defense as money is a defense. So money can be a defense too. Okay, so wisdom protects us. It helps us to defend ourselves. And today, there are a lot of scammers out there, okay? A lot of scammers. And you need wisdom. And you need to know how to use the money that God has given to you. If not, you are going to end up giving money to the scammers.